And now, back to Marriage Beyond the Vows. If you're in Charlotte, call 1-877-995-7644. If you're in Philly, call 215-263-1039. And get in on the conversation. We're Praise.
And a very good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the program. This is Marriage Beyond the Vows. I'm Tiffany Bacon here with Marcos Mercado. And today we are talking about the drama with the family and how to deal with family, the in-laws, and other relatives during the holiday season. For your comments, your questions, your testimonies, and inspiration, feel free to reach out to us, 215-263-1039, 1-877-995-7644. Marcos, doing well this morning?
We are doing very well. We're talking about drama with the family, not dinner with the family, but drama. And, you know, there's some families, there's always drama. Some families, it's a very rare occasion. But, you know, the holidays are approaching, and we want to ask you, how do the holidays affect your marriage? How does it affect your family? Are you distracted or tense or having more frequent arguments because of all these things? You know, in Luke 10, Jesus goes to the house of two very good friends, Mary and Martha. And it says, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he had said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. And this passage is not just for women. Are we distracted? Are we stressed out about the holidays instead of focusing on what is really important?
Absolutely. So we would definitely like to hear from you. In fact, let's go to the phones now. We have an anonymous caller calling in. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi. I'm trying to be anonymous. I was just getting to lose a little bit courage to tell this story.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good morning. You're on the air. We won't mention your name. What is your story and what's your comment?
I don't have a comment, and I don't really know if 5 minutes is going to help, but maybe it's just to release some of the anxiety about going to Thanksgiving dinner with my family.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something. My family is very dysfunctional, and a big part of the dysfunctional lies in a lot of the deep shame of guilt. I was telling the brother that I talked to before about how the Wednesday before Thanksgiving of last year that I wanted to have a family meeting. I even wanted to say, well, you know, let's come together as a family. Let's talk to a minister, you know. And my family is so much about this pretense that our family is so perfect. They know, my mom's comment is she didn't want the minister to know about her business. Well, to make a long story short is that Thanksgiving of last year, my sister, my family threw my niece out of the house on Thanksgiving. And I think it had a lot to do with her feelings of, how can I explain it? It's like I was telling the guy that I really do believe that I can't go with the lies, living a lie with my family anymore, and they don't like that.
Okay.
I know that there's a lot of shame and guilt that they carry that they don't want anybody to know. My sister married her brothers with her brother. How can I put it? Married her. She was married to her brother and divorced from her brother. It's crazy. It's a Jerry Springer situation.
Okay.
And I'm losing hope and courage right now. So okay. Now I'm not making any sense.
Okay. No,
that's okay. We do have a scripture that might help you. You know, you can only change yourself. You cannot change your family. And so I want to encourage you with Ephesians 4, verse 25. It says, therefore, each one of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, or in this case, his family, for we are all members of one body. The encouragement for you is just focus on what you can do. Pray for them. You be honest. You get help, but you cannot change them. And you should not be carrying that burden to try to change them. I mean, you can't.
Absolutely. So we're going to ask you, caller, to just, you know, heed what Marcos is saying and stay in the scripture and, you know, do the best that you can. And we're going to pray for you.
Oh, I thank you.
All right. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Yes, take care.
All right now. Bye-bye. Bye. We have Sister Ward calling in from South Philadelphia. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm calling in reference to the young lady that called about her friend that she wants back.
Mm. Yes, yes.
Well, first of all, anything that's not of Christ, he's going to reveal it. He's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming in. Anything that's not set up by Christ. And why would you want to rekindle an old hurt and you're already still going through the hurt?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to constantly repeat something like that? It's something that's not being done right by her. You can't drink from two cups. That's the purpose of God coming in. You can't drink from two cups. You got to either love one or hate the other. If you not serving, okay, you can say you go to church and you serve God and so forth and on, but it will be revealed.
Yes.
It will be revealed. You can't have one foot in the church and satisfy the flesh too.
That's correct. Sister Ward, do you are you sharing also from a personal experience? Is there something?
Yes, I'm definitely doing that.
Okay.
I was in a relationship for 14 years, shacking up, not living married, living common law. And I was serving God, you know, but I was in my backslidden state. But still, I was living in sin and
yes,
trying to serve the Lord too. And I wanted, the Lord was showing me in every way that this man is not right for you. Let it go. Even though you love him, let him go. But I wanted to hold on and I wanted to serve God too. I wanted to do them both. I love this man so much, I was willing to leave the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And it still wound up being, we still wound up being broke up, but I was praying at the same time for God to come in the relationship, leave it alone, break us up, because it was an abusive relationship.
Okay.
During the time. Plus, I had went back to what God had delivered me from.
Yes.
You know, and we both was in this thing together. And anyway, the Lord finally came between it, and I felt like I couldn't live without him. Oh, I need him. I couldn't make it. I couldn't think. I couldn't function. I couldn't eat, sleep, so forth and on. Mm-hmm. So I was still in communication with him, so we got back together. It was worse than it was before the first time he left. It was worse. It's not the same when you take the same man back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. I mean, it's good wisdom there. You've learned, and I take it you're not together anymore,
oh,
and in a
God,
way, you are free. Don't go back.
Years,
don't go back. Thank God. You know, you're saying you were trying to serve the Lord and do that. You can't.
You can't do it.
You're fooling yourself. And so great advice you're giving, not just for that previous caller, but for anyone else listening out there.
That's
don't
right.
do it. If
That's
it was
right.
destructive, it was not from God.
That's right.
You know, thank God that it's a way. And yes, yeah, it might hurt a little bit,
That's
but it's
right.
for our own good, our own benefit. So thank you so much.
Totally on the Lord when you're going through them changes. I want to put that out there, too.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. Well,
okay.
God bless you. Sister Ward, take care
Y'all
and stay strong.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We have Anthony calling in from Philadelphia. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
All right. Doing well. Breathing on schedule.
I know that's right.
What's your comment?
I wanted to make a comment on the man that spoke about, he made a statement about Jesus and as well, and how he justified it would be okay for the woman to invite a man over his house for dinner after she cheated on his wife.
Yes, yes.
But another man after they cheated, she cheated on him. That's what I want to tell
you. Okay, Anthony, what do you have to say about that?
Okay, well, I think that's foolish. You know, I think that, you know, once the covenant is broken, yes, you can forgive, but, you know, it's just not realistic. Because if a man has, slept with my wife or cheated with my wife, I'm not going to invite that man to my house. It says in the book of Proverbs that a wise man fears and departs from evil. Okay, and if it's evil, I'm not gonna be friends with it. I'm not gonna be around it because I understand that, you know, if this is already an evil situation, and then I'm inviting it back into my house, anything can go wrong. I mean, I'm putting myself in a position where, like you said before, I'm setting myself up where temptation is going to be greater than my strength.
Yes.
You know, and I just feel like, you know, that's just foolish. And another thing I wanted to say that I am going through a similar situation. I got married recently, and before I got saved, I was a mess. I was running around different women, and I do stand up comedy, so I was acting a fool.
Mm.
But you know, so naturally, I lost any type of favor from my wife's family. But once God began to change me, and my mind got renewed, you know, it was like, you know, people will see you how you was, you know. And when this family, you know, it's like when you have a wife and their family, that it's kind of hard for them to understand. Well, you know, that was then and this is now.
That's true.
Me and my wife have been together for, well, we're still together. We've been together for about 13 years. We have 5 children together.
Mm.
And I can tell you this, man, that, you know, I'm not comfortable around my wife's family. But I'm learning to ask God to remove that feeling from me. And I will hang around there as long as I'm not being disrespected, as long as I'm not treated, you know, disrespectfully or in a way that is improper. I don't have to put up with that. I don't have to put up being treated disrespectfully. There's nowhere in the scripture where it says staying around and be disrespected.
Sure.
Okay? So in fact, it says go from the presence from a foolish man when you don't perceive in him lips of knowledge. You know, that's I think that's Proverbs 14:7.
Mm-hmm.
You
okay.
know, so I don't have to stand that, and I wouldn't. You know, but I'm willing to. You know, to work that thing out, and I'm willing to meet my wife in the middle because her happiness is everything to me. And I believe that, you know, a man should try to, you know, satisfy his wife in every way.
Well, Anthony, it sounds like you've learned some great lessons, and you know there are consequences to those lessons. And so,
exactly.
Putting up with your family, and rightly so, they love her, they're protecting her, but at the same time, like you're saying, you don't have to subject yourself to that type of, you know, disrespect or abuse, or even to being put in a position where you might be tempted to say something harmful or hurtful and sin. So really, I think you're using a lot of wisdom. We agree with you. You know,
right.
Don't put yourself in those situations, but,
yeah.
You know, you definitely have that forgiving heart. So, you know, God yeah. bless you, Anthony. Stay strong.
Just one more thing, man. And the thing with Jesus and the 12, Jesus allowed Judas to hang around. That was before that he committed the act against him.
That's true. Well, he knew it was going to happen.
He knew
right?
it was
only
happen.
Only
it
Jesus. Was... But at the same time, whether it was before or after, I mean, that's Jesus. And I'm
right.
not saying, of course, we need to be like Jesus. But that was for a specific reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there are things that Jesus was able to do that we can't. And even though we need to imitate Jesus, we
right.
don't need to subject ourselves to certain things. So
that's right.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Stay strong.
I love y'all and keep up the good work, man. Y'all are very encouraging, man.
Thank you.
I do, man. I appreciate everything. I listen to you guys all the time.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Anthony.
All right. Have a blessed day.
All right. You do the same.
All right.
All right. We also have King calling in from Philadelphia. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was hearing the conversation just compelled me to just call in and talk about myself a little bit.
All right.
I'll just give him some good advice.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Welcome.
Yeah, some good advice. I'm married, currently separated. And, you know, I've been married in the past, but my current wife has never been. You know, we met on community service, and that was our attraction to each other. We shared the same compassion to help. And so we started dating, and I told her things, you know, we believe God-fearing people, that if, let's not start this thing if we're not going to conclude it in matrimony. Sometimes it's not how you start, it's how you finish. That was my philosophy. So we decided to, you know, not live a sinful life and to get married, and which we did. There were some outlying things that was there I didn't know, but me being a man, when I moved into her residence, the responsibility of the taking care of the house was mine. dual income we both had, so some of it was shared, means we both was bringing in income. Mm-hmm. The fairness of that balance should be shared. I paid most of the bills, car notes, insurance, and those, most of the major things. And she took care of some of the minor things. But the economy started to change, you know, became a little overbearing. I would continue to do what I was supposed to do because I'm a man. That's what I was brought up to do. That was my responsibility. So even though it was hard sacrifice for me or hardship for me, I thought that she might have contributed. But as time went on, you know, things happened. You know, the family did not really approve. Even mother and father, they wouldn't even come to the wedding because they didn't approve because of what I was. And you know, so that negative spirit was in that family realm. And as time went on, that started having more precedence. Frustration started to happen, and we started to distance ourselves. And, you know, because I was being frustrated by the financial part and not seeing, you know, you contributing more than you could have and while you're doing other things when this was your property, now we're sharing the property.
Okay. Mr. King, I'm sorry. Could you just get to what is it that you want to ask? I mean, we're very grateful that you called in.
Okay. The thing is, now we're separated. And, you know, our problem was not the Word of God, and she's trying to use the Word of God to say, well, we need to be obedient to the Word of God.
Okay.
And that's not the problem. The problem is the things that we would not do together to maintain the relationship.
Okay.
And the household stability.
Okay. So you're saying that it was not the Word of God, it was just other differences that you had?
Yeah, and she don't want to see that the Word of God wasn't a problem. That's understood clearly, the obedience of what we should do as man and wife or in matrimony. It's just the responsibility of taking care of the household and contributing to make sure that stability in the household. That's the problem, and she want to use the Word of God to give me a guilt trip.
Okay.
I need to be obedient to that, and that's not the problem.
Okay. Well, what we would do, and this is one of our actual theme scriptures as we're talking about drama with the family, and it can mean, you know, drama with your own spouse. But here in Philippians 2, we read it earlier on at the beginning of the show. It says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. So quite honestly, Mr. King, we don't know if this is, you know, we can't take sides in this situation. We don't know your situation. We feel for you, and it sounds like you've had a burden and a struggle there. But I want to encourage you to make sure that you put the passages, the scriptures into practice to not do anything out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, especially in your marriage.
All right. Thank you so much, King, for calling in. And we really appreciate you listening to us here at Marriage Beyond the Vows. Marcos, we're talking about a very interesting topic today. It seems to be touching many people. If you could just reiterate what it is, and we want to encourage you to call in with your comments, your question, your testimony, and your inspiration, 215-263-1039 or 1-877-995-7644.
We are talking about drama mm-hmm. in your family, dealing with your family, the in-laws, and other relatives during the Thanksgiving holiday. And again, we say drama, not dinner.
Yeah.
We are talking about, you know, you might have dinner, but there's drama surrounding that.
Mm-hmm.
We've had callers call in who've had, admittedly, dysfunctional relationships, dysfunctional families, mm-hmm. Broken homes. And now they're like, okay, the holidays are approaching. Right. What do we expect? And there's a lot to expect, but there's also a lot of great things. You know, it's so good, Tiffany, that God gives us guidance
mm-hmm.
and he tells us. You know, a little earlier we had a controversial caller who's saying that we just must kind of invite anyone. And even mm-hmm. if your spouse was unfaithful, invite right. her and the other man. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we didn't seem to agree with that one.
right.
And I think the scripture was taken a little bit out of context or a lot out of context. But so did another caller. But there is a passage here in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 11. And it would help our listeners here. It says, but now I'm writing you that you must not associate with anyone who calls himself a brother, but is sexually immoral or greedy, an idolater or a slanderer, a drunkard or a swindler. With such a man, do not even eat. So there are passages about boundaries that mm-hmm. there are, if people are doing things that are harmful to themselves, to mm-hmm. others, you know, don't even eat with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose for that is not to, you know, shun them and say, you know, I hate you. It's to love them enough that they can see their sin and there are consequences to their sin. And part of those consequences is like, look, you know, buddy or honey, you know, this is not going to work
right.
in our family. You're not going to do whatever you feel like, disrespect our family,
right.
you know, be adulterous, and then bring that into the home and affect our family and our kids. I mean,
mm-hmm.
no, I'll love you. I'll pray for you. But there's no reconciliation unless there's repentance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So thanks for that. And we do want to hear your stories. So don't forget to give us a call. We're going to have more conversation on Marriage Beyond the Vows right after this.
And now, back to Marriage Beyond the Vows. If you're in Charlotte, call 1-877-995-7644. If you're in Philly, call 215-263-1039. And get in on the conversation. We're Praise.
And thank you again for listening. Welcome back to the final segment of today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows, talking about how to deal with family drama during the Thanksgiving dinner. So call us, tell us what you think, comments, questions, testimony, and of course, if you need a little assistance this morning, we welcome your call. 215-263-1039, 1-877-995-7644. Marcos and Tiffany, that's who you're listening to. And we have an anonymous caller, Marcos, right now calling in from New Jersey. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. I enjoy your program. I try to catch you every Saturday on the way to work.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And it's a blessing. Just wanted to call in and just give my testimony to the glory and honor of God. This time last year, my family, I lost my mother around this time last year. And, you know, I just wanted to say to someone that may be listening this morning how faithful God is in the midst of death and in the midst of loss, that God is just so faithful, those of us that know who God is. And because I know who God is, I was able to get through it, and we were able to have a blessed Thanksgiving and Christmas last year, and just to have wonderful people of prayer around me, surrounding me, covering me with prayer, me and my family. And it's such a blessing. It's such a blessing when you know God.
Right.
And you know him for who he is, and you can still rejoice in the midst of loss, in the midst of a loved one going home to be with the Lord. So I just wanted to encourage someone out there to look to where your help comes from, and it's in God.
Mm-hmm.
It's in God. All our help, all our strength is in God. Everything that we need is in him.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. You know, so many people probably really needed to hear those words right now. I'm sure there are a couple of people who are listening and not really ready to call in and talk about their scenario,
sure.
their situation. So any more words of encouragement we can hear are definitely blessings.
So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And keep on doing what you're doing because you are reaching many people.
Awesome. We thank you for that.
God bless.
All right. God bless you as well. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have Shell calling in from Pennsylvania. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi. Praise the Lord.
All right. Praise the Lord.
I'm calling because I wanted to comment on a guy that called in saying about Judas.
Mm-hmm.
And the forgiveness that Christ gave him and how they sat around and, you know, ate in Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that easy for, you know, I had learned at the years I've been on this earth that forgiveness is a process.
Okay.
And I agree with you. I agree with you. No way I would have my husband mm-hmm. and his new wife, whatever, sit down and I would go and rage, even though I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also human, and I know the Lord wants us to live like him and be like him, but it's a process.
Mm-hmm.
And when he commented on that, I was like, maybe he can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I must say I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm struggling in my own life. I have 7 adult children, almost 6 grandchildren. I'm struggling. And
mm-hmm.
some days, I'm not Christian-like.
Mm-hmm.
Some days, I say things that I don't mean to say, but I have to go back to the Lord to ask him to forgive me.
Mm.
And like Jesus said, we can't lean on our own understanding when it comes to the word. And I'm nervous right now, but I just wanted to comment on that because forgiveness for me and family matters, all that is a process.
Mm.
And the Lord talked about the last days and how family go turn against family and stuff. This is just praying time. That's all.
True.
It's just praying time, and God loves us. But we all, like he said, we all have consequences, and we make our own bed. God don't do nothing to us that we don't allow ourselves to do. We allow ourselves to put ourselves in predicament. And he also commented on, keep going back to the same situation, and I agree with the lady that talked, and, you know, sometimes, for me, sometimes I bump my head more than twice.
Mm-hmm.
And when I finally realized, you know, like, God comes first. Nothing don't work without God. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Your husband, relationship, if God's not first, I'm going to be like on sinking sand. And my heart went out to her because holidays is hard for everybody. And I believe if we continue to pray and ask God to forgive us and to help us to forgive others, things will be okay. And I just wanted to I don't know if I made sense or not, but I just wanted to comment. It's not that easy to forget. It's a process. You got to pray. You got to go to church. You got to go in Bible study. It's a process. But after all, when everything is over with, it was for our good.
Awesome. Shell, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for being moved by the callers, and thank you for sharing your words of wisdom.
Thank you. And God bless all. Y'all is, I love y'all to death. You know, I was frying fish and cut on 103.9, and I was listening to y'all, and I was like, thank you, Jesus. Because sometimes we got to get outside of our own self. And y'all help me. Y'all help me with that, because sometimes I could be totally self-centered, be like, me, and God don't want that.
Right.
And I thank God for y'all. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Continue to listen.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are things that do have consequences. So you are right. Not everybody can handle it. If you can, you know, our hat goes off to you and God bless you. But if you cannot, you know, Jesus does tell us, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. But it doesn't say that you have to go ahead and have dinner with them. Maybe in time as it heals, but not right away. So.
In time, too. Mm-hmm.
So God bless you. Thank you so much, Mrs. Shell.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Amen.
All right. All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to Ike, who's calling in from Philadelphia. Good morning. You're live on the air. Yes, hello. Hello, Ike. Okay, Ike is not available. Let's listen to Shay, who's calling in from Delaware County. Good morning. Hi, you're live on the air.
Yes, how you doing? I just have a little testimony. I was trying to shake it, but I just would like to share it with you guys.
Yes.
Okay, my name is Shay. Four Thanksgivings ago, I came home from work, and I read my daughter's diary, and she says, when mommy's not here, daddy looks at me in a wrong way. Instantly, I called the cops, had them locked up that same day, and my daughter didn't have to see him again until we had to go to court or whatever.
Okay.
And I was 4 months pregnant when I had to do this. And not only when I was pregnant, my prenatal doctor's husband was a warden where my husband was, and I guess they put me on like a suicidal watch or whatever where they had to monitor me closely. Not that I tried to kill myself or anything, but I guess that was the procedure.
Okay.
And my doctor, her husband was the warden, and I began to share with her what was going on in my life, and she was like, well, just say the word and I'll have my husband. Your husband is where my husband is, and I'll have my husband go in and I'll have my husband have some guys or whatever, do whatever you want to be done, you know, wrong to your husband or whatever.
Wow.
And I'm a talker, but God wouldn't allow me to even speak and say, but I was angry. I was very angry. I was angry. And when I wanted to speak, you know, when I wanted to say, you know what, tell your husband to go in here and let them do this and do that, God would not allow me to speak. And, you know, our families were closely knitted, and when this thing happened, we tore apart.
Sure.
And I'm trying to wrap it up. So this went on for like a year or two with the anger and different things like that. After a while, I began to pray. I did put down money for a divorce, and I was praying and asking God, you know, what to do or whatever. And like a lot of different ministers, they were sending him literature and things like that. His side of the family was looking at my daughter as if she was lying. Mm-hmm. And as I was praying, you know, because I love my husband, I known him almost all my life. And as I was praying, he wrote a letter to all of the families, both sides of the families, telling them that he was wrong for what he was doing instead of allowing our daughter to grow up thinking that she was the one that destroyed the family. Last year is when the families got back together where they weren't talking or anything like that. And I just thank God for how I'm still his wife. You know, even though I know things were, he's in jail and he's looking at a lot of years. And I'm not sure if I'm going to wait all those years, but I just thank God that he allowed me to speak life back into him so that he can know that you did something wrong and you're going to have to answer to a lot of things. But God still loves you even in that thing. And, you know, I let him know I appreciate how you wrote the families, you know, so that our daughter don't have to grow up with that, you know, thinking that she destroyed the family and things like that. So I just would like to say, like, if we can just, like, what I did, I prayed and I asked God because I didn't want to grow up. I didn't want to continue with that anger in my heart. I have two sons with this man and a daughter. You know, my children, they even came to me and it was like, Mom, did you check on Dad? Did you write Dad? You know, even my daughter, sure. You know, I just thank God that I'm not bitter. You know, I don't have no hate. I don't throw up when I look at them. I do. At times I might go up there and just show them a friendly face or whatever. But I just thank God that he allowed me to not be the one that carries anger, to blame him. I mean, I do, you know, I thank God that he gave me forgiveness for him and that my sons don't look at him as if he's trash. My daughter doesn't either. And that the families are all involved, like just, you know, sending him encouragement, you know, not just throwing him away like he's a piece of trash or anything. Sure. I just wanted to share that God can, you know, heal you, change your mind. Not so much that you'll be a doormat or whatever, to sin or whatever, but no, God can give you peace. And
absolutely. Absolutely. Shay, we thank you for that powerful, amazing story. And it sounds like you are free because you have forgiven. You don't have that resentment in your heart. Mm-hmm. A great passage that comes to mind, Romans 12:19, says, do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. So we really don't have to take things into our own hand. You said something very powerful. Right. You said a lot of powerful things. But one thing you said is that, you know, he would have to give an account for these things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. And so who are we to try to take matters into our own hand? But an amazing testimony. Thank you so much. We pray
Thank
that you do make the best decisions, but, you know, continue to guard your heart and continue to do the right thing. Thank you so much for that story this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Shay. Have a great day.
You have a blessed holiday, too.
All right. Thank you. All right. We have Barbara calling in from Nicetown. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. My name is Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would like to say, I would like to know, I've been trying to deal with this ever since my parents passed. My father died in 67, and then my mother died in 69. I just know that we brought me and my sisters closer together after Mama passed, but let to be we got further apart because I can't understand when they get together on holidays that they don't let me know nothing about it. And they got together for Easter. And the only way I found out that they was together is I called one sister and I couldn't get her. So I called another sister and that's how I found out that they was all together for Easter. They do this for Thanksgiving and Christmas too.
Mm.
And I'm trying to learn how to deal with it.
Okay.
Okay, Barbara, you know, it sounds like you are hurting and it is really tough. The honest truth, we tell our listeners all the time, you know, it's really, we could only encourage you to change and work on you. And it sounds like you're hurt. you cannot make your family make decisions, you know, and invite you. You know, it's on them. Mm. Have you ever asked them why they don't invite you?
Well, I haven't asked them, but I got my own conclusion because, see, I was the youngest of the family, and Mom and Dad already spoiled me and let me have my way.
Okay.
So I would say maybe that's, to me, I think that's why they're doing this.
Well, perhaps, but Romans 12:18 says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Meaning that with your siblings, your family members, as far as it depends on you, you can try to resolve it, but you cannot change them. And so my encouragement would be to ask them, talk to them, but then move on as well and guard your heart and make sure you don't get bitter.
Well, I have learned to deal with it because I had a cousin that was closer to me than my sister, and she asked them, why did they treat me the way that they treat me? Mm-hmm. And they told her she had to do it. So she just said, Barbara, if you can't even pick up a pen, hold your head to pick up a pen, write them a letter. Say, just go on and don't bother with them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, after I got closer to God, I learned how to call them. Even if they don't call me, I would call them once in a while, see how they do, let them know. And then one of my sisters that wouldn't call me, when she called me one morning, I was shocked.
Okay.
Then she called me. I almost fell out the bed. And she said she was calling me because she was the oldest, and she felt like it was time for us to try to get a little bit closer. And since I've been serving God closer more and more and more, I have learned how to deal with it now, but I just had to get it off of my chest. Mm.
Okay.
Because, see, my father died the day before Thanksgiving in 67.
Oh, wow.
And see, Thanksgiving's coming up, and see, thank God for my spiritual family, because
mm-hmm.
that's who I'm going to be with.
Thank God.
Right. And
Thanksgiving, and I would like to give a testimony about how good God is.
God is good all the time, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. God is good. And Barbara, we thank you for your call.
Yes, Barbara. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. And have a wonderful, wonderful holiday and a wonderful day.
Thank you all.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have Ike. He's back on the line from Philadelphia.
Ike is back.
Yes. Good morning. You're live on the air.
How you doing this morning?
Doing fine. Thank you so much. Breathing on schedule.
I am blessed. I am blessed.
Awesome.
I was listening to the show this morning, mm-hmm. and the advice that was given to the second woman who had called in, I guess, about the man, and she wanted to, she was acting like he was her husband or whatever. And,
mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And she had, he was left great advice to her, and I think far too often in our Christian communities, because we live in that fornication state and that shacking up, we put our hearts and stuff into people, and if mm-hmm. it's not of God, it can and will fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
My other thing is, and I love the show and all, and I actually wrote a comment into the email, around these holiday times, a lot of when I hear the show and stuff like that about where a lot of women are going, and the first woman that called in that I heard when I first tuned in, she said that her and her husband were separated. Mm-hmm. She was working on, that was her second marriage.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I don't hear too much of, you know, the consequences in the scriptures that speak on, you know, women divorced who remarried.
Okay.
And even to her, it's, you know, the Lord says it in his word, and Jesus spoke of it when the Pharisees approached him about it. You know, the Lord said that divorced women are not to remarry. They remain single, or they're to reconcile their marriage with the first husband, lest their first husband dies. Or, like Paul said, if she marries an unbeliever, and he departs from her. But he said that, not the Lord. And I say that because around these times, we have to remember the children. The reason why the Lord set those things in place is because these children go through that thing where, you know, it's mom and dad.
Mm.
And when other people are invited in, you know, sometimes those things don't always work out and they do fall apart because
sure.
it is committed, mm-hmm. it is considered adultery in the Word of God. But he says that because there's a foundation, there's a covenant there, like you spoke of before. That covenant, that promise under God does stand until death do you part,
mm-hmm.
regardless of whatever they may do. And even for men out there, I tell them the same thing. You know, unless your wife was unfaithful, the Mosaic law, you know, allowed you to do it. But even in God's Word, he says, men, do not divorce your wives. He prefers you to reconcile your marriages.
That's
because
correct.
Those things do invite certain spirits in. And at times, you know, we get in our bitterness and unforgiveness, we make hasty decisions and choices and we choose not to forgive. And when we do that, we don't see the underlying suffering in a lot of these communities. We can see it now where because the families are broken up.
Yeah,
and
that,
during these holidays times, this is when things are starting to, you know, they start to fester and kids start to miss and they got to get separated to go from one parent house to the other one. They don't want to be here. They're battling. It's rough on the children. It's rough on the families and it's rough on the community.
That is correct. Ike, we thank you that you listen to the show. And you're absolutely right. There are a lot of consequences when we take matters into our own hands, when someone goes ahead and has a marriage, you know, after another marriage that broke apart, a second or third marriage, and they didn't do it God's way. And, and really, the honest truth is, Ike, we just don't have, we don't always have the time to deal with things in that depth. But at the same time, we also, you know, there are case-by-case situations. Sometimes we don't, we're not able to really know what the actual situation is and why someone has their second marriage. And to try to go in that direction at times, it would really take us off the topic. But you are 100% right. We do believe what the scriptures say. And if you don't build your marriage on a foundation, whether it's the first, second, third, you know, fifth marriage, whatever, it's going to fall apart. And it doesn't work out. The only time it works out, it's a miracle from God, you know, when there's healing and reconciliation. But I tell you, even then, it is tough and it is difficult. There's a lot of pain involved.
God says, you know, we have to put all our faith and trust in him and not into others or situations and conditions. And like I would truly encourage, if you ever have an opportunity to just do a topic on marriage beyond the vows, you know, just discussing the marriage and divorce, because I think our Christian community, those who are believers, need to know, you know, how, you know, they're suffering in there. And there are consequences to our actions.
Thank you.
You could ever get a show on the topic. Like
sure,
that.
We'll keep it in mind. And I'm sure, you know, it come up pretty often, so we might actually consider it for the near future. So thank you so much, Ike, for calling in.
Have a blessed day.
All right, Ike, have a good one. Well, believe it or not, we're getting close to the end of the show. Marcos, it's been awesome, awesome, awesome. The feedback, the callers, the stories, the testimonies, and the inspiration have been great. And it's good. You know, we want everybody to be happy, or at least in a happy mindset for the holiday season. It can be a very lonely time if you really are not connected with your family, if you are not connected with your spouse anymore. It can be a very lonely time. So as Marcos mentioned earlier, we encourage those out there, if you're single or if you're married and you're having dinner, you're going to be around your family, invite those who might not have anywhere to go so they don't have to feel so lonely at this time.
That is so true. And we do want to encourage you to forgive and love one another, but don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to be tempted beyond what you can bear. I mean, really, you don't have to do that. And have a great time with your family. If you're a Christian and they're not, you know, set an example. Don't try to preach to them. Just enjoy that time together. Share your life with them.
Right.
You know, thank God for so many things, not just on that day, but as Christians, we thank God all the time for so many things. And so we do hope and encourage you to have an amazing holiday. And if you missed any part of the show, or you've really feel like you want a friend or family member to listen to the show, we are able to have recordings of the show on our website through podcast. So you could either go to www.praisephilly.com or praisecharlotte.com and you can listen. And Tiffany, you look like you're smiling. We're very excited about you. And you may or may not know this for all our listeners, but our very own Tiffany Bacon is now a semifinalist in the Stella Awards for Announcer of the Year category. And we may not know this, as some of us might know this, but the Stella Awards are the Grammys in the gospel inspirational world. And
absolutely.
So it's a big deal. If you want to encourage Tiffany and you want to cast your vote, you can go to www.thestellaawards.com, or you could also go to praisephilly.com, and there's a link there. But, you know, vote for Tiffany. We're excited about that.
You know? I'm really excited.
Yeah, tell us, how do you feel? I mean, how did this come about? How do you feel?
You know what? I have no idea how it came about. I was just in the station one day and somebody said, hey, congratulations on your semifinalist status. I'm like, for what? What are you talking about? And then I found out someone submitted my name, and, you know, I'm just amazed. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful somebody thought of me, and it would be really great to go. I mean, it's a big deal. I watch the Stellar Awards every year. Never been. I would love to go. And this is great. It's an honor. It's honestly an honor. So I'm very thankful. So I'm hoping people, you know, if you don't mind, I'm hoping you'll log on to the website and cast a vote for your old girl.
Well, Tiffany, you're so modest, but you know, you have an amazing voice. It's great to work with you. You're a great person to work with. And I tell you, you keep it real. I think our listeners love you. It's obvious.
Thank you.
And I don't think it was probably one person. I'm sure many people said, hey, why isn't she on this category in this award? So if you really do want to, you know, root for your girl here, go ahead and log on, vote for her. There's only one vote per email. But you know what? If you have many email addresses, go ahead and use them all and vote for Tiffany for the Stellar Award category announcer of the year.
Oh, I would really appreciate it. And with that, both Marcos and I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving and a wonderful, beautiful week. Much love to our producer, Red Chris, for always doing an amazing job. Please stay tuned for more great music. Thank you so much. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Bye-bye.
Take care.